Claire Casey here. You're listening to Wake Up Gorgeous, Hour 8. Let him see you having a fabulous life. I have this tiny little adorable dog named Rocky, who weighs all of 5 pounds. He is a breed that's incredibly calm, which makes him a very good companion for a writer like me, who spends a lot of time at home with a keyboard. But you should see him when my sons get to wrestling or acting crazy. He gets so excited. He can't resist joining in the fun. Men are the same way. Guys, well, for that matter, most people are instantly attracted to someone who's clearly having fun and getting all the pleasure life has to offer. Think about how you feel when your favorite sports team is playing incredibly well, mopping up the competition in a championship game. You shout and cheer yourself hoarse. You're reeling with giddiness and joy when they win. You see your favorite team leaping around the field, doing their victory dances and loving life, and it makes you love life too. Your deep, authentic pleasure is highly attractive to men. Now, one sort of fabulous is mental fabulous. When you feel utterly grounded in your soul and purpose, when you are confident and happy, then it's easy to enjoy your own fabulous life. But sometimes you don't feel that way, regardless of how good your life really is. Sometimes you're struggling just to drag your self-esteem up out of the scummy pond bottom where it has sunk into the slime. Or maybe you're feeling relatively fine, no recent self-esteem, near misses, or catastrophes, but there's still something missing. You're trying to make the daily determination about whether the glass is half empty or half full, and you have to work at polishing your life to get a gleam out of it. Believe me, most women have spent time in all these places, from pond sludge to queen of the world. The trick is to let your man see you having a fabulous life, even if you don't feel like you're having a fabulous life. It's not as hard as it sounds, and it often has a very positive fake it till you make it effect. Now, an important note is this is not about manipulating him. It's not. It's about making sure he knows that you are grounded in yourself, complete in yourself, and not looking to him to save, rescue, fix, or finish you. Even if you have emotional baggage strewn like chunks of broken concrete all over the foyer of your emotional mansion, you are going to make an outward show of confidence while you spend your nights with your sleeves rolled up, sweating, and working to clean up your interior. If you need help, look to a good girlfriend who can support you as you work to make your way out of a tough place, or find a good counselor or a therapist. Also, lots of women's organizations and churches can point you in the right direction to find a listening ear and a supportive voice. And let me tell you, you are worth all that and more. Now, there's also the time and friend fabulous. Sometimes, when you're in a new relationship, you start slowly changing the once normal patterns of your life. At first, you spent a little time with him, and now you're canceling everything whenever you think there might be the remotest possibility he'll call. All of a sudden, you'll have a moment when you think, when was the last time I talked with my best girlfriends? Or, wow, I haven't had a great workout in weeks. Or, oh man, my mom is going to kill me if I don't give her a call this week. Or, oh, I really got to get some decent groceries in and start eating right again. It can be intoxicating when you first meet a man you really like, but it's not worth the sacrifice of what makes you truly vibrant and wonderful. And in fact, that was what attracted him to you in the first place. Let the dynamic, gorgeous you go, and he's likely to go right along with it. And here's the last kind of fabulous I want to talk about before we get to your Wake Up Gorgeous sticky note. And this is money and success fabulous. Be the hero of your own job. One time I was walking downtown with one of my boys when he was just a toddler. And we stopped to peer in the window of this funky little pizza joint where we could see the guy behind the counter making pies. Catching a glimpse of us out of the corner of his eye, he suddenly turned from his work, grabbed two pepperoni circles, and stuck them right to the side of the window on his side in front of us. He grinned and drew a smile under the makeshift pepperoni eyes with one flour-smeared finger before he turned back around to his workstation to make pizzas. Well, my son and I were wonderstruck. It doesn't matter if you watch grass grow for a living. Do your job with excellence and style. Be on time and on task every single day. Be the one everybody relies on, the one people look to and enjoy being around. You'll draw men like a magnet when you show spirit in your work. And it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. You should always be working toward financial stability. Don't delay taking charge of your finances in hopes that some man will happen along who's going to solve all that for you, so that you don't have to solve it. That can leave you open to all kinds of unwanted attention from creepy, creepy controlling guys. Yikes. Instead, take the long view. Financial success may not come overnight, but it can be built one small piece at a time. So that's how to let him see you having a fabulous life, mental fabulous, time and friend fabulous, money and success fabulous. And on that last one, I'll go ahead and add that if you don't have a job that you love, start looking for the job that you love so that you can get there. And here's your wake up gorgeous sticky note. My profound pleasure in life is highly attractive. My mental, physical, and financial well-being are all a part of my man magnetism.